Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've got Eddie O.
Oh, Pucks and Ponies.
We're going to...
I've been waiting all show for this.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. What a delight. The great man himself joins us now. Eddie Olczyk is brought to you by Twin Spires. Go to twinspires.com or download the Twin Spires app and bet with the leader in horse racing. And Edzo joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Eddie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Molly, David. Nice to be with you guys. And a great time of year. And I'm sitting here in Edmonton getting ready for our coverage on TNT. And then we'll be on a red eye from Edmonton to Montreal, Montreal to Fort Lauderdale, and make sure that I am wearing out my Twin Spires app, getting ready for the Belmont tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, beautiful.
Early evening, so looking forward to a travel day. And, hey, I do want to send out, I saw the news overnight back home, and certainly condolences to the entire first responders of our city and obviously the Chicago Police Department, and thoughts and prayers back home with everybody. Tough to see that this morning, so well wishes back home to the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah, that's well put, Eddie, and that goes for all of us. When an officer goes down in the line of duty, your heart goes out to her family and friends and the entire Chicago Police Department. So that is well said, and a good thing to remember. How prepared will you be to watch the Belmont tomorrow?
Very much. Yeah.
What should we know? We want to get to the hockey, but I think that these guys want me to prioritize the ponies over the pucks.
Yeah. That's
okay. Well, look, I mean, as we talked about, prior to the Preakness and then obviously Derby weekend, everybody remembers the weather wasn't great, and the weather's not supposed to be great today and overnight in Saratoga Springs. Just to give people, it is the Belmont. Usually it's run in Elmont, New York. But they're running at Saratoga last year, this year, and I think they might run there next year from what I'm hearing for the Belmont. Usually Belmont's a mile and a half. It's only a mile and a quarter. So it does change the dynamic of the third jewel of the Triple Crown. Familiar foes, Sovereignty, the winner of the Derby, is in the Belmont. Journalism, the horse that I picked in the Kentucky Derby, ran second to Sovereignty, won the Preakness, will be in the Belmont. And then the horse that finished third that we talked about and teased a little bit when I was with you guys before the Derby, if Baeza would get into the race, and he did. He ran a very, very good third out of post position number 19 of 19 horses. He is in the race as well. So, I mean, it's a competitive race. Let's see how the track plays. But I think it's a competitive race, and you'll have a lot of eyes on, obviously, your Derby your Derby winner, Sovereignty, will skip the Preakness and should be well-rested coming into that race tomorrow. But I'll just say, look, I think that there isn't a lot of speed in this race. I mean, Bob Baffert and Mike Smith have teamed up with Rodriguez, who was supposed to run in a Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez is number three, will be on the lead. Don't think there's a lot of speed in this race, so I think it's going to definitely have to be a horse that can break and sit and then be able to, you know, obviously the three horses I mentioned can get the distance. But I'll just tell you right now, my pick will be number six, Baeza. I think that the race that he ran in a Derby, the time off, I think he can be tactical. I think he's going to be a lot closer. I think he might get the jump on journalism and Sovereignty. Let's see how the track is playing. But my pick for the Belmont tomorrow night will be number six, Baeza.
Well, you know, first of all, that is great news because obviously, you know, everyone wants to know journalism, Sovereignty. It's like a two-horse matchup. No, it isn't. It's called gambling. Yeah. And if you're going to gamble, yeah. you want to take a horse that might give you a price. Who wants to bet a 2-1 or an 8-5 in a race
Molly,
of that?
Molly, look, we've been playing the horses our whole lives. Like sometimes, sometimes you got to take what the track gives you, right?
Yes.
I mean, the Derby, right? Like I was touting journalism because I do believe he does breathe different air than the majority of the 3-year-olds out there. There is no doubt. But sometimes it's okay if you do take an 8-5. I mean, I'm just making a statement.
Sure.
Like, what's wrong with betting 50 and putting 130 in your pocket? You know, like I think that sometimes as a horse player, it's like, geez, you know, I don't know if I want to bet a 2-1 or. And look at in a 20 horse field, I understand that, but sometimes
right.
in a 7 or an 8 horse field,
yes.
you just take what the track gives you, and then maybe to your point, and I think I know where you're going. Is maybe you do go with the second or third or fourth choice, and then you put the favorite underneath, and then you turn a 5-1 into maybe a 16 or 17-1. So I think there's a lot of different ways to approach it. But at the end of the day, if you like a horse, you got to take the odds and say, hey, I'll take time and a half on my money, so to speak.
Yeah, I love gambling. It's like, I mean, you're not just trying to take the obvious. But I'll tell you, my problem, I think journalism is kind of a super horse. I don't like Rispoli. I thought he cost him the first race, and I get it. There were bad circumstances. Yeah. And the second race, you know, he came back to win that race, but why did he have him in the position that he had to come back? I just don't like either ride.
He wasn't a bad spot. Yeah, he wasn't a bad spot. I mean, I was on with you guys right before the Preakness, and I always appreciate you guys having me on back home and right before the big races and stuff. And I thought he moved. I'll just say it. I think he got a little horny in the Derby. I'm just going to say it. Like, I think he got a little excited there, and he moved a tad too early, and then here comes Sovereignty, and then by that time it was too late. Now I would say this, maybe the footing on that off track, because when you look at him when he did get free in a Preakness, Molly, to your point, once he got through that, you know, that needle hole, right. all of a sudden, man, he's just absolutely just exploded right through there. So I think you see the talent. You're not, I mean, you like to think you're going to get a clean trip all the time. That's not going to happen.
No.
So, look, I got to use journalism because I thought, you know, he was a different animal. I'm definitely going to use him, but I'm going to try to beat him and see how it comes up. So everything's going to be around the 6 and 7 for me.
And Sovereignty, I'm still mad at that. I'm mad at Bill Mott. I know it's not fair. I know he did what he thought was best for his horse.
Yes.
But, like, we were just talking to our guy from Circa, and he said there was literally – there was no juice at all in the sports book. There was no, like, there was, people weren't excited. They weren't putting a lot of money down. He just said that it was, everybody was kind of like, yeah, you know, the winner's not going. There's no chance of the Triple Crown. It damaged. Yeah. It damaged the way people approach the race.
Yeah, I understand. But as we've talked, you got to do right by the equine athlete. And if he didn't think the horse was going to be ready and was going to do, you know, look at, let alone short term, you know, problems or long term damage, you just sit there and go, you know what? My horse can't do this. My horse is not capable at this particular time to run in 2 weeks. and I commend him for doing that. Yeah, was like, yeah, hell yes. We were all disappointed. But
yes.
I think you got, you know, if you look at it from the other side of the street, then you sit there and go, yeah, okay, I get it. And now let's hope he runs a big race, and it should be very, very competitive. And let's just hope the weather holds out there up in Saratoga Springs, and you get a good, you know, a fast track, a good track, whatever you want to call it, and we'll see what happens.
All right, so recap your picks, Eddie.
Number six, Baeza. Number seven, Journalism. I got to use the Derby winner, Sovereignty. And I would say this, is if the track is off, I can't believe I'm going to leave out Bob Baffert and Mike Smith with Rodriguez, but yeah. I'd take a look at number four, Uncaged. Bred for the off track, has run on it a couple of times, really seems to move up in a large, large way. So if you're looking maybe for a bomber underneath and maybe finish second, third, depending on your wagers, I would use the four horse. So I'm going to go 6-7-2-4 in my tries, my supers, and again, my Twin Spires app. I don't know if you can wear out an app, but I will try to do that tomorrow.
That's awesome. That is, and that's great stuff, because that Uncaged is 30-1, man. Let's go. Let's Uncage.
All right, Eddie, can we talk about your day job, the other job, the hockey?
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's finish with horse racing first.
Okay.
Well, we're done.
All right. If you have any more to add, go ahead. Feel free to add.
I do not. Yeah. We're good.
How about David reluctantly?
We can go to the puck side. Yeah. Yeah. And pucks here.
Okay. All right. So you did a great job the other night. I thought you captured the moment, and your guys' explanation throughout. It just was a great game one,
Thank you.
It pretends to be a great series. The final sequence, 31 seconds left in overtime. Corey Perry with that just instinctive pass to McDavid, who made the pass to Draisaitl. That game ended the way that everyone in Edmonton in that building wanted it to end. What did it do to you in terms of, did it make you view the series any differently? Did Florida take a blow for the first time, blowing a lead after two periods? Does that leave a mark? How will the rest of the series go now that they won game one?
Yeah. Well, if I can, David and Molly, when I don't say I've just gotten this feeling watching Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers here recently, but I mean, I think it's been elongated here over the last little while, and I'm going to say maybe, you know, year plus. I get, again, you guys know me better than anybody. I mean, I'm a huge sports fan. I get the sense in games, doesn't matter, regular season, playoffs, obviously Stanley Cup. I'm getting the same feeling as a fan. Now, again, take the broadcaster's hat off right now. I get the same feeling watching McDavid and his team when they're down in a game or a big moment's about to happen is when I'm watching Patrick Mahomes with the ball in his hand trailing in a game and just, you know, the guy's going to score. Now, I know what happened in a Super Bowl, and trust me, I was very happy with the way it worked out in the Super Bowl because I was on the right side of both of those particular things when it came to the wagering aspect of the Super Bowl. So I was happy with how it ended up working out with the Eagles. But I just get that feeling is that McDavid is not going to be denied. Like, you know, and look at, we saw it with Michael for how long, right? I mean, when with Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux, and you want to mention Derek Jeter. I mean, you could just go, you know, on and on with obviously the greats of the greats. But when I watch him, it just seems like it doesn't matter. He is going to find a way to get his team back into the game. And again, it doesn't mean he's going to win. It doesn't mean they're going to win a Stanley Cup. But that's the feeling that I'm getting now watching him. So I think it's one game. They are a different team than they were last year. So is Florida. And to me, the game was lost by Florida in the second period when they couldn't get the separation at 3-1. Stuart Skinner, the goaltender for the Oilers, made a couple of 10 bell saves and kept it at 3-1. And you need the timely saves because goaltending can mask a lot of problems. It camouflages a lot of issues. And I thought that the goaltender for the Edmonton Oilers gave his team an opportunity to keep it within an arm's reach. I didn't like the second goal by Edmonton, by Bobrovsky. I know there was a partial screen. Myself and my partner Brian Boucher on our NHL and TNT broadcast kind of had a little bit of chat about that. But at the end of the day, it's one game, David, long-winded. And I packed for 17 days, so I think you guys know where I'm probably going as far as this series is. I think it's going to be a long one, and we'll see what happens. And somebody asked me yesterday, do you think it's a must-win for Florida? not Florida. I just think that they're too good. They're too deep. They play a certain way. They've got a pretty damn good goaltender in Bobrovsky. So I'm expecting a long series. And, you know, Florida had a chance to win game one, and they weren't able to do it, and give Edmonton credit because they've got arguably the two best players in the National Hockey League on the same team and a lot of times on the same line. And they made magic, obviously, in the overtime.
I know this is a silly thing to say, but just they seem bigger than I thought of them as I watched the game. I'm talking about Edmonton. Now, maybe that's...
You mean like actual physically?
Physically bigger.
Or?
Yeah, like okay, physically. Yeah, like sure. They're fast. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, but yeah. I always thought, maybe just because of last year, but I thought of Florida as a significantly bigger team. But yeah. It just seems like... Edmonton's gotten bigger from one year to the next.
Yeah, they've gotten bigger on the back end. They're able to transport the puck, and that's what the game is now. Is you got to have defensemen that could be able to beat the forecheck, make a play. Now, make a play could be off the glass into the neutral zone, or it could be take ice, skate it yourself, or, and we talked about this the other night on the broadcast. Be able to make a pass directly into your highly skilled players onto a stick and then let them go do what they do. But they are a bigger team. There's no doubt. And look at Edmonton's playing without arguably their most well-rounded forward in Zach Hyman, who got hurt late in the Dallas series. He's out for the playoffs. So, I mean, you know, there's a guy that kind of touches every part of their game. So somebody else has got to step up, and he's a good-sized man as well. But I would agree with you. They are a bigger team. And then when you have those guys, especially the two big boys for Edmonton and McDavid and Draisaitl, they are, you know, they're leading the charge, you know, the majority of the time.
We talk a lot about, in this series, Connor McDavid willing his team and refusing to let what happened last year in the final happen again. Yep. Two seasons in a row. Part of that conversation, Edzo, is that he's playing both ends of the ice more responsibly. Yeah. He's more committed to being, you know, more defensive-minded. I don't know if that's rhetoric or if you're seeing the results of that commitment, but what do you make of that conversation, and how much has he maybe committed to being more of a two-way player?
I think the understanding is that and he could probably do this because the greats can, as you guys know, in all sports, for the most part. Is if he wants to go ahead and err on the side of the offense, there's a pretty darn good chance is that he's going to do something that a lot of players can't. Because, I mean, I don't know if we've ever seen a player that can move up and down the ice is great and as quick as Connor McDavid. But he is reading the situation. He is playing on the right side of the puck. And what that means is like, you know, okay, it's a 50-50 puck in my own zone. Am I going to take a chance here and anticipate where it's going, or am I going to sit here and play free safety and just sit there? Okay, I'm going to read the play. I'm going to observe. Okay, now I react. I'm not going to get all excited here, and I'm going to, you know, I think it's going here, and then all of a sudden I'm getting beat in behind me. So I think his reads and the understanding is that it's okay to fight to live another day mentality without the puck in his own zone. And, you know, look at, I mean, I thought he had a good game the other night. I mean, at times, I mean, like, remember, on that shorthanded chance, I think it was in the first period, he hit the crossbar. I mean, you know, he had some chances. I think I think the mindset would be from Florida's aspect, or anybody that plays against Edmonton, is they're going to get their goals. They're going to get them. But you just can't give them any freebies. Mm-hmm. You know, like you just can't give them any pizzas right in the slot and let them go ahead and do what they do. And you need your goaltender to make a couple of saves. And Bobrovsky did that early, obviously. But I just think his game has matured so much. I mean, you go back to February in the Four Nations face-off. I mean, he gets the OT GWG against the U.S. But, you know, his full 200-foot game in that tournament, there wasn't a lot of room there. And he's taken it to, obviously, another level in these playoffs and in the Stanley Cup final.
Is there any lesson to be learned from this for the Blackhawks? They're so far away from contention, and they're so if Connor Bedard could turn in McDavid someday, if somehow you could help him, I just don't know that there's anything you can really adapt from what you're seeing now to what they're doing.
Well, look, any you need let's just call it what it is. And again, I can just speak. And look, I was there, obviously, at the tough times before.
Yes.
You know, John Kaner and Johnny Jeez. Got there with you know, with Seabrook and Keith, and you know, you can go on and on. And then the free agent acquisitions of, obviously, the most important guy, you know, Marian Hossa, and then some great trades with Sharp, and you can go on and on. And I lived this when I was lucky enough to coach in Pittsburgh back in 2003. You know, we were in a rebuild, and you, again, I'm just saying, when I say you as an organization, and I was a part of that on the coaching, you know, the head coach in Pittsburgh, is you as an organization and as a staff, you have to figure out who and what your players are before the rest of the NHL do. Meaning, if you draft a guy in the first round and he's probably a third rounder, or he's a third line player or a third pair of defensemen, you got to make a decision and cut bait sooner than later. You need stars. I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, Frankie Nazar played. I love that kid. Like, I think that kid's got a chance to be a really, really good player for the Hawks. So they got a kid there that's got an opportunity to be an impact player, because I think he has a chance to be one of those game-breaking type of players. You look at the teams that have won here and are on the verge of winning. You need stars. You need a couple of stars, and then you got to build from with, you know, from within, and then you got to be able to make those acquisitions. So, you know, under Danny's leadership, and obviously Kyle and Normie in charge on the hockey operations department, I know they're scurrying and they're trying, and they understand. But look at, you know, Blackhawk fans know. I mean, they had an unbelievable run from, you know, from 09-ish, you know, into 17-18, and it was a hell of a run. But when you look at the common denominator and you sit there and go, yeah, you had some of the best players and some of the best game breakers in the National Hockey League in a lot of different positions. So it takes time. It's not a quick fix. I learned that in Pittsburgh back in 03, and you got to draft really well. And at the end of the day, that's what's got to take place.
One of those best players was Jonathan Toews. In less than a minute, Eddie, what do you think about his ability to come back and return after the absence?
I just want whatever Johnny wants, you know. I mean, if he feels he can do it and he's feeling healthy enough, which is most important, because if you don't have that, I don't care, you know, where you are or what you do. If you don't have your health, you got absolutely nothing. So if he's feeling good enough, like he wants to do it, man, he's got my love and support, and I hope he's able to do whatever he wants to do. And, you know, it'd be really interesting to see how this all plays out here in the next little while. But I wish that guy the very, very best. And I know Blackhawk fans would, you know, probably would echo with wanting whatever Johnny wants.
Great stuff. Thanks so much, Eddie. Really appreciate your time. Great.
Thanks, Eddie.
Great
Keep
stuff.
Up the great work.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, you guys. I love you. Keep up the great work. Talk to you soon.
That is Eddie Olczyk. He's the best. That is fantastic. Really good stuff all the way around. Pucks and Ponies, David. You got to love it. You know who's next?
Ron Coomer.
So Coom Dog joins us next in front of the big series. Wow. Mully and Haw in the school.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Molly and Hall talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday morning from 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score in the Odyssey app. And tomorrow morning I will be on, but a little later than normal. Usually I'm on at 8 o'clock. I think tomorrow, 9:25, I will be on tomorrow morning from the Motor City back to the boys with Molly and Hall.
That's because of the time zone change?
Yeah, I think that. I'm guessing so. They Dustin just asked. He sent me a text a little while ago, just saying, "How about 9:25 tomorrow? It's their show."
Sure, you'll have time for a little espresso.
Oh, for sure.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, what a delight to welcome in the great man himself. Ron Coomer is in Detroit, waiting the Cubs game tonight, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
How's the espresso?
It's very good, actually. I am two espressos in, so I might be talking a little faster than normal, but we are okay, boys. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we are really looking forward to this series. I mean, this is a good one, and the fact that that A.J. Hinch seems to have saved Tarek Skubal for the Cubs, fascinating, especially since the Sox managed to win in his hole yesterday. So I don't know. Maybe he made an error, AJ, but hopefully the Cubs can take care of business and Chicago will get the best of the Detroit Tigers and their Cy Young winning pitcher tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting series. I really think, Scotty Harrison, who is with the Cubs, is in charge. You know, baseball operations, which he was a great guy. And so I'm happy for him. And I'm interested to see kind of how, you know, what this transformation of Detroit looks like. They were one of those teams when you saw them the last couple of years, you went, interesting. They got some young players. They got this, you know, guy on the bump that we're going to face tonight that's really good. And next thing you know, but they had some other issues, you know, they had to get Javi straightened out and hopefully get something out of him. And, you know, but they had some things going on. So I haven't done a lot of research. We got in about 2 o'clock in the morning last night. So espresso's first, your show second, reading will be third, but I have looked ahead and saw them and, you know, they've had the best record in baseball now for about a week. And, that's impressive, you know, because you don't necessarily think of best records in baseball and the Detroit Tigers going hand in hand over the last, you know, 10, 15 years.
Well, this might be the best pitcher in baseball because in six starts, especially at home, Ron, he's different. Six starts at Comerica, 4-0 is Skubal with a 1.83 ERA, 57 strikeouts in 39 in the third innings. So I do wonder, as Pat might say, as he sits next to you tonight, when the pregame starts at 5:35, only broadcast in town, the way you can follow this, the only local broadcast, if Pat would say to you, so what are you thinking here, Ron? What would you say?
I would say, first have your espresso and then study later. I just think this, he's one of those kids that has always done well here at home. This is a great ballpark to pitch in.
it's a big ballpark. You know, if you're a Sox fan and you see, you know, this ballpark all the time, Comerica, you see that the ballpark plays big in the middle of the park. Where the ball carries probably the best is right center, but I think he pitches well to his ballpark. I think he pitches well to his home fans, and we'll have to see. To me, when young guys, he was best pitcher in baseball last year.
Right.
As Pat said, he won the Triple Crown last year. So when you only see a guy once, you know, rarely. Now, you know, when I was broadcasting for the Twins, you could see this guy every other month. It seemed like back then we were playing the Tigers. You really got to know who Verlander was or Scherzer or those guys. Now, you know, you got to watch a lot of film and really get tendencies of this guy and see what you got. But right now, he's been really, I mean, can't say he's been really good. There's nobody been better, put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, 10-1, 190 ERA a year ago at home
right.
in Comerica. And this year, he's 4-0 in six starts, 183 ERA. He's got something like 57 strikeouts in nearly 40 innings. I mean, that is scary stuff. He's a really good pitcher. We know that. There's a reason you win the Cy Young, and he's been pitching great. But I just feel like when we talk about the Cubs and their offense, they're also good enough taking pitches and working pitchers that they can win late. It's a part of the DNA of this team.
It is. It's a situation where you don't have you're not a one trick pony. You don't have
right.
to win one way. You don't have to just hit home runs and hope you do, and then you win. You know, you've got guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, and you got a few of them. You've got great team speed. I know leaving the ballpark yesterday and talking to some of the Phillies people, or not Phillies, but Washington people, that, you know, the thing that we see on a daily basis that other teams don't see, you know, we talk about athleticism and stealing bases and running bases. But it really showed on defense in that last series. Pete Crow Armstrong going and getting balls
right.
in center field, like you just don't see. Talking right field, goes and gets two balls in right field. The outfielders in the first three innings with two assists, you know, on balls that should be doubles that are thrown out at second base, one by Ian and one by Tuck. You know, Nico making some really nice plays. There was a play that Matt Shaw made. He's a really good athlete. You know, he kept the ball in the infield when the game was close. First and second, two outs. If that ball goes through, it's going to be first and third in a run in. Instead, he knocks the ball down with a diving stop. Keeps it in the infield. No run scored. The next guy hits a fly ball. You're out of the inning. All those little things matter, and it's all about athleticism. It really is, Mike.
So, Ron, tonight, obviously with Skubal on the mound, it's likely or possible that Michael Busch won't be in the lineup because Craig Counsell has taken
Correct.
To resting him against tough lefties, maybe any lefties. And I just wonder about the wisdom of that. I think Craig Counsell, we talked earlier in the show about, or he's earned the benefit of the doubt. He's a great manager and pushing a lot of great buttons, especially in the bullpen. But how do you feel about that? Because Michael Busch is a guy who has, when in the lineup, we've seen what he's capable of doing. And I just wonder, if you are a team with aspirations of being a playoff contender, at some point in time, you're going to face a tough lefty in the postseason. And if you're in the postseason, don't you want Michael Busch in the lineup?
I would say by the time we get to October, David, you're probably looking at what could be a different situation. You know, I don't disagree with what you're saying at all. And Michael is, he's been one of the unsung heroes. You know, you hear a lot about Pete and, you know, and Tuck and some of the guys, but Michael Busch, you talk about a constant level of play that's been very good. He is just, you know, offense, defense, hitting some balls out of the ballpark, good at bats. He has played really good. So I'm with you there. I still think as long as you have Turner on your ball club and you're seeing some signs maybe that he's turning the corner and, you know, getting his swing back a little bit, so to speak, that's why you signed him. So you have to give him the ability to play because that's why you brought him in. So But I would think by the time we get to October, you're probably looking at Michael Bush being, you know, the guy. I believe that. He picks things up really fast for a young player in the league. He just does. That's his whole game. He really does. And I can't say enough good about Michael Bush. I really can't. As a baseball player, there's nothing in his game right now that I go, that's a weakness. He's everything that was questionable, he's covered, and now he's playing great baseball.
Ron, as a team, when you face one of these kind of measuring stick series, mm-hmm. does it mean anything to you? I mean, listen, we're in the early first week of June. I don't know that you're going to learn anything now that really is going to matter. Well, maybe you learn something about what you need going into the trade deadline. But, you don't really think about any series now as some precursor to something that happens later. But you're playing the team right now, has the best record in baseball. You're going into their place. David asked a great question of Steve Stone earlier in the week. He's seen both the Cubs and the Detroit Tigers already covering the White Sox. Which team's better? And he basically said that, you know, it's too early and you can't tell, but he also said that Scooble would be the difference, that there is a guy that, you know, if you anticipate a playoff series, would get a couple starts, and that would maybe change the way you look at a team. Is there any benefit to thinking that way going into a series or looking at that for a team? Do you do that even subliminally?
I would say yes. You do look at it. You see where you measure yourself. I don't think this isn't the end-all be-all. We're, you know, at the early parts of June. I think it's June 6th. So we're you know, still weeks away from the halfway point. But it's a good way to look at your – at the end of these next six games, it's a good way to look at your club and go, okay, did we play our best baseball, and where did we stand with the Tigers? Where did we stand with the Phillies? When you did that same thing early in the year, you did pretty good, right? You looked at yourself against the Dodgers, and that turned out pretty good. So I think, you know, this will be one of those. It's not a devastating thing either way, or, you know, start getting fitted for World Series rings. If it goes one way or the other, but it is a great way to look at your club and see where you stand. And I will say, there is no doubt when you have an elite, or the best starting pitcher in baseball, you know, that is a factor. There is no doubt about it. That's why everybody wants them. That's why the league pays them so much money. And that is a factor for sure. And this guy is, I'm looking at his numbers as we're talking. In 75 2/3 innings, 7 walks.
Wow.
So grab your bat, boys, because you're not getting free passes. You better be ready to hit. That's, you know, I that's what it was like last year. I remember doing a game that he threw last year, and he's, you know, he doesn't walk anybody. So, you know, first fastball you see in the zone, go ahead and whack it. That'd be... How's that for a hitting coach?
Ron Coomer on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of early pay. More at huntington.com/yourmoney.
Ron, last thing before I let you go. So if you look at this Cub team and we're looking at this series as a measuring stick and we're projecting mm-hmm. into October, what does this Cub team need most? Or what doesn't it have to feel like those kind of aspirations are realistic?
Well, I think you look at, you know, the starting rotation has done a very, very nice job since the injuries, you know. But, you know, first of all, health, David, you got to get Shota back and hopefully pitching well again, right? Because, you know, we're talking about Scooble. Well, Shota's your guy. So you got to get him back and get him, you know, pitching like he's capable of, like he did last year. That would be first, you know. And then what I'm guessing is going to end up being another thing that Counce always talks about, and it's, you know, makes perfect sense, is depth in the bullpen. You know, you can't have enough pitching depth, and that whole bullpen, you know, backside of the bullpen will have to figure itself out, because it's been good, lately, but you know, it's still a somewhat of a question mark where you're figuring out what you're going to do. So I think those two things probably are first. And then, you know, the offensive side and hitting and, you know, the base running and all that has been very good. I don't know if you're going to make much of a change there. That's looks pretty solid to me. You might end up getting another hitter at the deadline possibly, but you know, nobody's going to come in and just take over a position unless there's an injury. So I think it's all on the bump. All the looking and trying to figure it out is on the bump.
Great stuff, Ron. Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend in Motown.
Thanks, Coom.
Absolutely. Cheers to the espresso, David.
Thank you. You are the best.
That's the great man himself, Ron Coomer.
Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. Win a pair of tickets to see Hollywood legend Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters. One for unforgettable night of rootsy rock and roll swagger at Joe's Live Tuesday, September 16th. Tickets go on sale. They're on sale now. Joe's Live, Rosemont.com. It is September 16th. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters, 312-540-0670.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.